Nazir, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. Aisha Shenadra Ben Nazir. Woman becomes a Nazir. V'frisha Es Behemta. So she comes all the way up to the point where she's Mafish V'Behema. V'acha Kach Hefer Labala. And then, before she brings the carbon, her husband was Mefer, her Naziris. Im Shalo Haisa Behemta. So if this animal was really his, meaning it's a regular animal, see what animal is not his. Teitze V'tira Be'eder. So she really had no right to be makdish his animal. You can't be makdish davar she'eino shelo. And therefore, the animal's not hektish. So teitze v'tira be'eder, so the animal can go out and just roam in the pasture with the rest of the flock. Vim shelo ha'isa behemta. But if it was hers, now how is an animal become hers? Masha konsa isha kona baila. Everything that a woman acquires, her husband acquires. So the case would be where somebody gave it to her as a matana with the condition that the husband has no rishus on it. And like we touched on in the last parak of Nedarim, that according to the way we hold, that all you would need is a matana on condition that the husband doesn't have rishus, and that makes it hers. And therefore, if that's the case, hachatos tamas. So if it was the animal that she designated at the end of the Naziris, that this animal would be the chatos, then there's no solution to this animal. Tamas, so it has to die. So you don't actually kill it, so you just wait for it to die. They would do what they would do. Because a chatos is one of the karbanos of a nazir, and it's very specific, and there's nothing else you can bring it for. V'ola, but what if she separated this as an ola? Tikrav ola. So here, she should take the bird and makrav it as an olas nedava. It could be another type of ola. The problem with a chatas has to specifically be a chatas for a nazir. But an ola can be an olas nedava, a voluntary ola. Vashlomim, if she designated the animal as a shlomim, which is one of the karbanos of a nazir, Tikrav shlomim, so let her do it for a shalmi nedava. Let her bring it as a voluntary shlomim. But the difference is, v'ne'achol miyom echad, ve'enen tu'unim lechem. So it would have to be eaten in one day. Normally, shlomim is eaten 2 days. The day that it's brought, that night, and the next day. So it's 2 days. But the shlomim of a nazir is only 1 day, so she should be machmir. The common denominator is 1 day. So it should just be, because it's yom and laila, it's the day that it's brought and that night. That's all she can eat it. Ve'enen tu'unim lechem. And also, it should not have bread with it. Because a shalmi nazir does have lechem, like the Torah states. But in this case, it should be like other shlomim that don't have lechem. We should be machmer. Hayolamos stumim. And if she had money that was just stam separated for the karbanos, she was mafresh them. She separated them for the karbanos of the nazir, but she didn't explain, like the Rav says, which money was for the chatas, which money was for the ola, and which money was for the shlomim that she has to bring for her karbanos nazira. Yiplu l'nedava. So this is, like the Pharisee brings, Allah l'moshe misinai, that this can go, this money can go towards the chest that was in the Beis HaMikdash for the money that was used to buy birds. If the Mizbeach was not busy, they would always want, it's a covet to have always, like we learned, the Mizbeach to constantly have karbanos brought on it. So when it was empty from karbanos, they used to have a special kupa of money used to purchase birds that they would always constantly put on the Mizbeach. So this money should go to that kupa, it should go to that chest. And even though some of this money, Mistama, was designated or would have been designated for a chatas, and we know in the Araisas we don't say Breira, so how is it possible that this some of this money really would have gone for the part of her carbon that should have been a chatas, and now we're just using it? The Tarot says, Halacha Moshe Misinai, that if a woman or anybody is mafresh, stam, money, they can use it for this nedava chest. Most meforoshim, but what if this designated money, demei chatas, so the money that was designated to a chatas, yechul yam ha-melech, that has to go to the yam ha-melech, to the Dead Sea. There's nothing you can do with that money. Lo nanim v'loy moilin bahen. You're not allowed to have hana, but there's also no din of me'il if a person does have hana from it. Like Taisyantif says, since it's designated to the Yama Melach, we don't consider it kodesh la'Hashem. And this is what Taisus holds. And Taisus says that before also, there wouldn't be a din me'ilah by the behema before. Deme ola. And what about the money that she designated for an ola? Yavil ola umalin behen. So she should use that money to buy another olas nedava, like we said. But this, there would be a din of me'ila, deme shlamim, and the money that was designated for shlamim, yavil shlamim, she should bring a shlamim. V'nechal miyom echad ve'inan tunim lechem. And it would be eaten one day and would not have lechem, like we said, if she designated an animal for shlamim himself. Same thing if she designated money for shlamim. She uses that money to buy shlamim, but only eats it like one day, like a shlamim of a nazir, but doesn't have lechem like the other shlamim.